Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, March 26, 2019, representatives from Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced that, despite allegations of sexual abuse, Michael Jackson would not be removed from the hall, either as a solo artist or as a member of the Jackson 5. On this day in 2016, Billy Joel's iconic hit Piano Man is selected by the U.S. Library of Congress for preservation in the National Recording Registry for its cultural, historic, and artistic significance. On this day in 2006, Buck Owens, a country artist who reached number 25 on the Billboard Hot 100 with Tiger by the Tail in 1965, dies in his sleep of an apparent heart attack only hours after performing at his Crystal Palace restaurant in Bakersfield, California. He is 76. On this day in 2004, Jan Berry, one half of the duo of Jan and Dean, dies after suffering a seizure at his home. Together, the pair sold more than 10 million records and placed 14 hits on the Billboard Hot 100. Jan was a week away from his 63rd birthday. On this day in 1980, 7 years after its release, Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon breaks the record for the longest charting pop album, previously held by Carole King's Tapestry. At the same time, their latest single, Another Brick in the Wall, is topping the Billboard Hot 100. On this day in 1977, Hall & Oates score the first of their 6 Billboard number one hits when Rich Girl reaches the top. On this day in 1974, David Essex receives a gold record for the hit Rock On, which made number 5 on the Billboard Hot 100. On this day in 1970, Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul & Mary is arrested in Washington, D.C. for taking immoral liberties with a 14-year-old girl. He pleads guilty and is sentenced to 3 months in jail. Just days earlier, the trio had won a Grammy Award for Best Recording for Children for their album Peter, Paul & Mummy. Yarrow is later pardoned by President Gerald Ford. And on this day, March 26, 1968, we lose another early rhythm and blues artist under mysterious circumstances after being convicted of manslaughter 2 years earlier. Who is he, and what is one of his 14 hits? The answer's right after this.
When it's time to buy appliances, wouldn't you rather deal with experienced local people you can trust? The folks at Dunnett Appliance and Mattress have been in business serving the Bangor area for years with great prices, friendly faces, and expert service. They know their products inside and out, so their service doesn't end with your purchase. Shop where you can see the finest selection of the best appliances available to match your budget, needs, and style, and get exceptional service for the life of your product. Dunnett Appliance and Mattress, 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza, Bangor. Dunnett has done it again.
Go, go! On this day, March 26, 1968, another rhythm and blues artist dies in prison under mysterious circumstances after being convicted of manslaughter 2 years earlier. He had 14 hits on the R&B charts and the same number on the pop charts, including Sleep. Here's Little Willie John.